Hey, Browns fans, it's time to gear up for a pain-free 2022 NFL season for your Cleveland Browns with new friends of the show, Buckeye Law Group. If you've been injured in a car accident, a slip and fall, a work accident, or even if you've been buried into the ground by Myles Garrett or stiff-armed by Nick Chubb, you need to call Buckeye Law Group today at 1-800-411-PAIN. Their attorneys will fight for the money you deserve. Buckeye Law Group's attorneys have recovered over $1 billion for their clients throughout the entire country. So don't make the mistake of calling just any other attorney. Call attorneys you can trust, and best of all, they're Browns fans just like you. Call our friends from Buckeye Law Group at 1-800-411-PAIN. After 911, call 411. That's 1-800-411-PAIN. 1-800-411-7246. That's Buckeye Law Group, located at 1300 East 9th Street, Suite 1210 in Cleveland, Ohio. Buckeye Law Group, proud fans of the Cleveland Browns just like you. This episode of the Dogs Podcast is brought to you by Built Bar. Come on now, everybody. We've all had those protein bars that are chalky and just nasty. And as soon as you take a bite, you're like, do I really got to finish this thing? Built Bar is the world's first ever candy bar protein bar. This is a protein bar, but man, you swear you're eating a candy bar. To give you guys a good idea, it's kind of the consistency of a Three Musketeers bar, and they have so many delicious flavors. I mean, you bite into this thing, you don't think you're eating a protein bar. You don't think you're eating something that's healthy for you. You think you're eating a good old junk food, snack food, candy bar, baby. These things are awesome. Order yourself a box of Built Bar. Try all their different flavors or just try the ones you love, whatever you want to do. These things are perfect. Fill your cabinet. You will not regret giving Built Bar a try. And right now, if you go to built.com, use promo code BARK, B-A-R-K. When you check out, get 10% off your order when you order today with code BARK at built.com.
Browns fans, it's not the season we wanted, but it's Steelers week. And all I want to do is end this season with Steelers fan using those crappy yellow towels to wipe their eyes as we hand Mike his first losing season and we sweep those Steelers. So let's kick this party off. Woo, 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 woo.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, John Nye, and Josh All.
What's up, Browns fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. It's our last preview episode for the year, so bittersweet. Thank you guys for being here for a full season with us and hanging tough even through the ups and downs of this season, but it was fun nonetheless. We appreciate you guys all being here. If you want to get your answer on the show, head to thedogspodcast.com, tap leave voicemail in the drop-down menu. Before we get into today's episode, I want to remind you guys to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Make sure you tap the notification bell so you never miss a new episode. If you prefer to just listen to the podcast, you can find us on Apple, Spotify, and Google. Lastly, if you're looking for more Dogs content, head to jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member on the Patreon page. It's actually a great time to join the Patreon as we head into the off season, because in the off season we plan on being here, but there might be weeks we take off. And plus, when there's no games to talk about, the after hours episode in the Patreon gets way fun.
It's a little wild.
We talk about anything and everything, movies, music, really anything that you can think of. That's not even football related.
Video games, weird haircut stories.
It gets pretty off the wall. It's pretty loose. Some would say funny. So if it's a good time to join, if you want to really get to see like a side of us you might not necessarily see on the regular episodes, is a great time to join the Dog Pack. Also, like I said, you get that extra episode every week. If you stick around long enough, you can play fantasy with us again next year. You get access to the private Discord, which everybody seems to enjoy. So if you're looking for more access to us, you want to hang out with everybody, you want to see some fun after hours episodes, jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member. So Browns head into the final week of the season. I think I said in a preview episode at the beginning of the year that this could be a winner goes to the playoff type game. And if the Browns would have done their end, potentially this could have been, because the Steelers are still playing for a playoff spot after their win against the Ravens. Who you said they got to win, they got to beat us, and the Patriots got to lose?
Patriots have to lose, and then Miami.
So, the Patriots are on the road in Buffalo.
Who knows what's going to happen with that game?
The Dolphins have the Jets coming to town. So
I think
they're both division games.
And, the Jets are playing, because I think if the Jets beat the Dolphins, do the Jets get in or were they eliminated? Do
we know? No, the Jets
are eliminated.
So they're not really planning for anything. So, I mean, the Steelers need some help, but it's not totally undoable. Jets are still, they got a good defense. Miami's been reeling. And who knows what you're going to get out of the Bills? Are they going to play? Or you could get one of those where they, you know, kind of rally the troop type games and they come out and play like their hair's on fire. So you never know what you're going to get with there. We still don't know what's going on. Obviously, it's still Monday for us.
Either way, the two scenarios that the Steelers need to happen are, they're not unlikely to happen.
No.
I mean, both those teams could lose. So Pittsburgh's coming into this game ready to take care of business.
Yeah, especially they got the 1 o'clock game, so they don't get to watch. Right. They got to come out and take care of business. Go ahead, Justin.
And Miami's probably on their third string quarterback,
Skyler.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, if Tua doesn't clear, then yikes, Skyler Thompson.
Yeah, it's going to be rough.
So with that, if the Browns got nothing to play for, I'm glad Pittsburgh does, because hopefully kicking them out of the playoffs is enough motivation for the Browns to come out ready to go. It's been a long season. It's the last week and you're about to, you know, be in the off season, be on vacation. It'd be super easy to mail it in this week. Hopefully, because Pittsburgh has something to play for and how many times they've done us dirty in the last 20 years, you know, hopefully this is the motivation the players use to come out with some intensity. How sweet would it be to beat the Steelers and the other two teams that the Steelers needed to lose. So it's like, man, if we only could have beat the Browns, we would have been in the playoffs. Instead, we got swept by the Browns this year.
Mm-hmm.
How that, to me, as a fan, like, that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm really looking forward to this game. So hopefully the players kind of have that same mentality. We did beat the Steelers earlier in this year. We were at that game. I will say there was no TJ Watt in that game, and the Steelers defense and team as a whole, completely different when TJ Watt plays. They force way more turnovers, way less points per game. He's a complete difference maker. Made the Pro Bowl even though he missed half the year. I'm a little nervous about TJ Watt because our tackles haven't played great lately. You know what I mean?
Way to put it nicely.
Yeah. So I'm a little bit concerned about that. It is nice. For the first time, we're going to go against the Steelers and TJ Watt with a quarterback that can move. You know, he's not just a sitting duck back there, just waiting for this guy to come take his head off. Deshaun Watson's hard to sack.
He's really hard, yeah.
Washington has one of the best front sevens and best D lines in the league, and they couldn't get him to the ground. Even when they got there clean, they couldn't get him to the ground. So it's nice going into this game, going against this defense with a quarterback. It kind of feels like he's on the up after that second half. So it'll be interesting to see Deshaun in his first Steelers game playing against TJ Watt, Minka Fitzpatrick, Cam Hayward, all these guys that we've watched kind of decimate Browns quarterbacks for the last 5 to 10 years, some of these guys. One thing I know that we can't let happen is we can't let Kenny Pickett dice us up. I haven't really been paying attention to how he's been doing. I see some highlights and some people on Twitter like Kenny Pickett's going to be super good, blah, 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 blah. And I'm not saying maybe he will eventually be super good. I don't know what you're watching this year to make you think that. You know, he did just make a great pass to Najee with almost no time left to give him the win against the Ravens. That was a great play. I'm not taking anything away. But the guy has played 12 games this year so far. He's thrown for 2,200 yards, 6 touchdowns, and 9 interceptions.
Not the stats you're looking for out of your first-round quarterback.
And it's not – I mean, the Steelers have weapons on the outside. George Pickens is potentially a stud. He was complaining earlier in the year about not getting the ball enough. Deontay Johnson.
You
know, problem with him is he can't catch a cold sometimes.
Yeah.
But when he is catching the ball, he's electric. He's given Denzel Ward fits before. So hopefully we can correct that issue. Denzel struggled against Deontay Johnson in the past. So that's something to keep an eye on. I think the key is to get pressure on Kenny Pickett, but he is a little bit mobile. So I'm not saying he's Lamar Jackson, but we got to contain rush this guy and keep him in the pocket. We can't just rush 10 yards up the field and let him create a natural seam and just let him run around. That's when he's going to play well. And then they have Najee Harris, who is at times looked like Trent Richardson 2.0. So, and then other times he's looked like, you know, LaDainian Tomlinson. What are you going to get with Najee week to week? I am sure Steelers fans would like to see some consistency. I know I'm nervous about the Browns rush defense against him. He's a big bruising back. That's what we don't do well against.
See, for me, it's does the other team have a running back? Doesn't matter the name. It could be Caleb Huntley. Got to be nervous about it. So, yes, Najee Harris definitely makes me nervous. Jalen Warren makes me nervous because the kid's got juice out of the backfield. I mean, good. He could dice us up very easily on the ground.
And I think the Steelers, well, I don't know. There's a lot of Steelers fans don't like their offensive coordinator, but I think Mike Tomlin's smart enough to know, like, let's just bully these guys.
Yeah.
Let's not get cute. If, you know, Mike Tomlin, he doesn't care about what it looks like. He's just about getting wins.
He's not going to pull a Zach Taylor here.
Yes. So if they think they can just run all over us, they will just run all over us. So hopefully that front seven for the Browns comes to play. Load the box if you have to. I just don't think Kenny Pickett can beat us.
He can't. He can't beat us.
I would like to think not.
I really, the way that our secondary is playing right now against these quarterbacks and receivers, I do think that we could shut down Kenny Pickett. I don't think we can shut down Najee Harris if we just let him get going. This episode is brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. The fans, the tradition, the glory. There's nothing more thrilling than college football, and it all comes down to the national championship game happening on Monday. We got Georgia, we got TCU, we do unfortunately not have Ohio State because that was, what in the world was that field goal attempt? But anyway, I don't know, guys. I think that either one of these teams can pull this out. I think it's going to be a good game, but I think TCU's on a little bit of a hot streak right now. But we'll see what happens. Don't find yourself a field goal short just like the Buckeyes. My go-to for betting is DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 on college football and get $200 in free bets instantly, win or lose. Plus, everyone can combine multiple bets for a bigger payout with DraftKings same-game parlays. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use code TPPN. New customers bet just $5 on college football and get $200 in free bets instantly. That's code TPPN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. This episode is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Christmas is over, but if you missed the opportunity to give the gift of Omaha Steaks to somebody you love, or if they didn't give you the gift of Omaha Steaks, it's all good. Right now, you can take advantage of Omaha Steaks' end-of-season sale, 50% off site-wide. Plus, if you use promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, at checkout, you'll get an additional $30 off your order. So if Santa Claus did you dirty this Christmas, send yourself an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to just melt your taste buds, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy steak burgers, and even easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash. Don't forget to throw in an order of the caramel apple tartlets for dessert. Those things are absolutely amazing. So don't get too down in the end of Christmas blues. Give yourself the gift of a new year with Omaha Steaks. Right now, end of season sale, 50% off site-wide. And make sure when you go and you place your order, use promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, when you check out. Get that extra $30 off your order and ring in the new year in delicious style.
So Najee Harris is 6th in the league in attempts, but only 13th in yards and 20th in touchdowns. And here's the kicker. And this was even in his rookie year, he's 38th in the league in average yards per carry. He only averages 3.8 yards per carry.
Yeah,
they just give him the ball a crap ton of times. I mean, this kid's career is going to be short.
Yeah.
He had a shit ton of carries last year too, but I'm pretty sure his average is right around this again.
Yep.
Their offense is not good. Which plays to the Browns' advantage. What we talked about on the last episode is this defense might not be great and it might be a little bit of fool's gold, but against these bad offenses the last month and a half, they've played well. They haven't given up a lot of points.
Right.
I'd like to think 17 points can win this game. I would like to see another offensive explosion. Let's go. Maybe let's try to push 30. Let's let Deshaun go crazy. You know, let's knock him out of the playoffs. Let's throw for 300. Let's go into this offseason like saying some crazy shit, like we're winning the Super Bowl again. You know what I mean? let's get us refired back up, you know, heading into the offseason. Yeah. Get this viewership count back up. Yeah. you know what I mean? So let's just, I hope we pull out all the stops. Like, I tell the punters to stay home.
Yeah.
you know what I mean? Like, I'm going for it on fourth down. I'm running trick plays I need to. I'm running 2-point conversion. I mean, what do we got to lose? Let's send these guys home. Let's have some fun doing it. And I think that's a way to keep the guys engaged this week in practice. Like, hey, guys, we're leaving it all out there. We're sending these guys home, and I don't care if we have to run 3 hook and ladders and 4 flea flickers. We're emptying the playbook. We're going crazy. We're having some fun with this thing, because we don't have technically anything to play for. So you got to find other ways to keep the guys engaged, other than their paychecks.
Yeah, knocking out a division rival, that is good incentive right there for sure. Especially that Cleveland Pittsburgh rivalry. And you know, the thing I'm really looking for in this game, I would love to see, is for us to come out on the first drive and go down, score a touchdown like we were almost every game with Jacoby.
And then do it again on the second drive instead of waiting 45 minutes.
That would be nice, yes. But even just that initial, let's go down right away, score a touchdown, get up on them early. And yes, then maybe sometime again in the first half, score some points. That'd be cool. The consistency on offense would be awesome. What we saw in the second half, and the Commanders game was so good to see. I want to see it carried over into this one. I don't know. What about you, Justin?
I mean, I think it's a winnable game. Miles Garrett's already said, he wants nothing more than to knock them out of the playoffs. So I think, like Blake said, the incentive's there. Like, as far as offensive weapons for them, they got a lot of weapons. And I think people forget their tight end, too. What is his name?
Pat Freiermuth.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a stud, and he's a dump off. He's done it all year, depending on who the quarterback is. So I think he could probably have a good game, but I think just roster to roster, I think we're a better team. I watched them, and I'm pretty sure they're – was it Mitch?
Yeah.
We were watching up in Cleveland. So definitely I think there's more upside to Kenny Pickett, but how much? You know what I mean? How much better is that team? And obviously T.J. Watt – not T.J. Watt, but, the one – you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well,
the Watt brother.
It was T.J. Watt. You were right. But I'll say that. So we played them earlier in the year. We were up there watching them, and the score ended up getting close because the defense, couldn't hold a lead. It was just like the Jets game. But we dominated them for pretty much that whole game. But obviously, T.J. Watt makes their defense much better. But the offense, Mitch Trubisky played his best game of the year against us, and they still couldn't do anything.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm not scared of their offense. I think it's going to be like a 15-round fight, though, because their defense is so much better with T.J. Watt. I don't think going into that first game against Pittsburgh at home, I was like, we should win this game easily. I wasn't concerned about Pittsburgh at all. This game against Pittsburgh with T.J. Watt on defense, I think this is going to be a fight. It's going to be a dogfight. I don't think we steamroll these guys at all. I think it's a close game, like a field goal game, a touchdown game, that kind of thing. Weather looks good. I'm seeing 38 degrees, no rain. So good football weather. Shouldn't be an issue there. Thank God.
Yeah.
I'm just tired of watching bad weather games. We went and got our quarterback and then had to play in negative degrees and all that stuff. So, but no, this should be a fun one. And as far as motivation, Miles is going, he wants to break his single season sack record again. Nick Chubb, I know it's distant, but he's got a shot to go get the rushing title. So there are some things for these guys to play for. And then plus there's some guys on the defensive side of the ball that just need to continue to have good games if they want to be on teams.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's some things to play for. It should be a fun one. Obviously, we're going to be locked in. So it's a sad moment. Football season seems like it takes forever to get here, and then it's gone like in a blink of an eye.
So quickly.
And it sucks.
Yeah, and then it's gone even quicker when your team's out of it early.
Yeah.
Before the season's over, and it's like, ah.
I just can't wait for the Browns one time in my life to make a deep playoff run so like I can enjoy more than 16, 17 weeks of football. I can't even, what's it like to get 20 weeks? I don't even know. So one day we'll hopefully find out. But no, this should be a fun one. We appreciate you guys being here with us. Make sure you guys check out the game and come back in and hang out with us. Talk about the last game of the season for the Browns. It's been a bumpy ride, but at least you guys had the Dogs podcast to listen to.
Well, and I think it's important too. Like after this game's over, obviously we'll recap it next week. We'll talk about it, and then we'll kind of talk about, you know, things moving into the offseason. We'll talk about, you know, the wild card round, the playoffs, kind of. There's a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. We're not going to quit doing the podcast. We do it year round. So
yeah,
we're here to talk about the playoffs, the Super Bowl, all that stuff. We've got our award show coming up.
The Mad Dog Awards. The third Mad Dog Awards. Right, I almost forgot. I think we should have there should be an award for favorite special teams player. And we're just going to give it to D'Anthony Bell just so we have an excuse to have him back on the show for a third time.
Oh, okay. All right. I like it.
So, or maybe we can use that connection where we'd be like, hey, man, let these guys know they won this super unofficial, lame award from this super low-key podcast. But do they want to come on and accept it? And then maybe they'll all say yes. So stay tuned for that. That's a cliffhanger, you know, heading into the offseason.
I can tell you guys right now, there won't be an award, I promise.
There won't
be an award.
But I've seen it. But no, the offseason is sometimes even more fun than the season because there's not heartbreak every week.
That was all hope and speculation. And
yep.
Yeah, maybe this is what we could do.
Super Bowl talk.
So, I think that might be one of the terms we should just ban for this offseason. Like anytime someone says Super Bowl on the show, it's like the swear jar.
We'll just call it championship.
Swear jar. Any insinuation toward a Super Bowl.
Make sure you guys stay with us. We appreciate you guys being here. And hopefully we will see you guys next week when we're talking about kicking Pittsburgh out and talking about a fun offseason. Thanks to you, and have a fun, safe week.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.